You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
We seem to be hearing a lot at the moment about issues regarding home testing for certain diseases. Elizabeth, let's start with diabetes. What tests are available for diabetes?
First of all, the question I would ask is, do you need to test? I mean, if you're experiencing issues, something like feeling thirsty all the time, urinating a lot, feeling very tired, then definitely you should be speaking to a health professional first. But as far as testing is concerned, there are simple tests to check whether you have too much glucose in your blood, and that involves a finger prick blood test. But the result very much depends on what you've just eaten before the test. In other words, not a fasting one. A normal result is between 4 and 8. And if you're higher than that, particularly after fasting, then please see your GP. Now, the doctor's practice will do something called an HbA1c blood test. Now, that will accurately tell him or her what your glucose levels have been like over the previous 2 to 3 months. You want to be less than 42 for a normal result.
How about a test for, say, bowel cancer?
I think, Toby, it's very important to get the actual NHS test. Now, what they're testing for is blood that you won't be able to see, actually, in your stools. The tests over the counter might miss someone with the disease, and we know that bowel cancer, if detected early, has a very good survival rate. If you would like an NHS test, now everyone aged 54 to 74 is sent one automatically. I believe it's every 2 years. But out with those ages, then you can ask for one by phoning 0800 707 6060.
I believe that there's also a test for celiac disease. Elizabeth, what is celiac disease?
Celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder that damages the small intestine. Now, it's caused by an abnormal immune system regarding gluten. That's a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. Now, if you have celiac disease, you get diarrhea, abdominal pain, I can't even say it, and bloating, unexplained weight loss, nausea, vomiting. You feel very, very tired. You may have numbness in the hands and feet, mouth ulcers, balance problems. If you think you may have a problem with gluten intolerance, then please make an appointment with your GP. And if you're diagnosed with the disease, you'll need to follow a gluten-free diet from then on. But it is a very serious thing if you don't eat properly. At the end of the day, you know, you can really get into trouble if you haven't followed the diet properly.
Would you say that the over-the-counter vitamin D tests are any good?
Again, through the winter, Toby, particularly in northern parts of the UK, you will probably already be deficient in vitamin D. Now, we make vitamin D naturally on our skin from the sun and also get a certain amount from food such as oily fish, eggs and fortified cereals. Now, it's a good idea to supplement with vitamin D. I usually suggest a dose of, say, 4,000 international units daily for adults, unless you're having it prescribed by your doctor. For example, if you've got osteoporosis, that's the bone disease, you don't supplement clearly because you'll be getting it in that product. Or if you have sarcoidosis or abnormally high calcium levels, again, you should be checking with your doctor. Now, the over-the-counter test is quite basic in terms of giving you a result. For example, using a pinprick of blood, it states whether you're deficient or not, and the result is within a few minutes. They come in about £5, but the test I have tended to use in the past is the Birmingham NHS lab test. Again, it's a finger prick test. The pack is sent from the hospital, and after putting 4 spots of blood on a testing window, this is sent off to Birmingham. The result, it can take about 5 days plus to come back, but it does tell you an exact figure in nanomoles per litre. Now, for example, under 25, you're severely deficient, over 50, sufficient. I tend to suggest around 100 nanomoles per litre is a good level. This test costs around £30. You will find that your doctor will not generally do the test unless you have a clinical need, and that is decided by your doctor on examination. Now, if that all sounds a bit difficult to take in, please ask your pharmacist.
So, Elizabeth, generally, do you think that home testing is a good idea?
I think some of the tests we might miss someone, for example, who has cancer, or it could worry some people if they had a positive test. I would suggest talking to your health professional, whether it's your pharmacist or GP. If you have specific questions about your health, they'll be able to help.
And I suspect, like when we were all doing our COVID tests, that many of these home testing kits would need some form of sighted support, not only to ensure that you're doing the tests right, but also to read the test results.
I think that's an important point as well, Toby. We don't really think about those perhaps who are visually impaired. It would be quite difficult for them. So you're quite right.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, can you remind us of your website address where they can go and find you?
All the W's, elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby.